that kindling or something to put under all the time.
And people would call that place right up there where you could put a picture or something, that would be the...
That's the mantelpiece. Or the mantel.
Just mantel. Was it, do you know, as far as you know, was it ever called a mantel board, or?
I never did. I guess.
Him.
No.
I mean, I don't think the more or less did.
We just called it the mantel or the mantel board, mantelpiece.
And those things that the wood that you put the logs across, you would call those the...
We call them andirons. Some people call them thigh dogs, but mostly around here was andiron, I think.
I see. Fire dogs, or have you ever run into dog irons? Haven't heard that. And when you burn a good deal of wood in a fireplace, that one looks pretty clean, but sometimes if you burn a good bit of it, this black stuff that'll form on the inside.
Yeah.
What did y'all call that?
Smut.
Soot.
Either one, smut or soot.
Did you have to clean that out every now and then, or what could you
do? No. Sometimes when you get a real roaring fire, it would catch fire and burn.
Oh.
Have you ever seen it do that?
No, ma'am.
When it gets so thick, you know, it'll kind of catch fire and burn up and clean.
Then you got a pretty clean bag.
Clean it out itself more or less.
Now the worst thing was taking up ashes. That was a good job.
That take a long time to clear them all out?
No, but it's such a messy job, you know, they fly around.
Sometimes you'd have to let them go till you'd have to take out about 2 pails. Used to be a fireplace in every room then, stairs, yeah. That was four, you had to take them, you could have five and then take the ashes out.
Yes, ma'am. Were those ashes any particular color that you remember?
Yeah, gray looking. Well, a lot depended on what kind of wood you've been burning.
I would say what wood you had been using. Oak especially makes almost white ashes. Much lighter color than you.
If you burn light wood, that would be coarse, dark, smutty light.
Ashes.
Could you tell me about some typical things that you would have in your living room that you wouldn't have any other room in the house?
About when?
Oh.
When I was a child or further back?
There's a difference?
Yeah, as things went along, you improved, you know. I remember when we first got a radio, it was a battery radio. We put that in here. Mm-hmm. You remember that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And then Mama got a, I call it a Victrola, an Edison Victrola. We had that in the living room. A lot of people had, before pianos, had organs in the living room. And